Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place where I relate to Amazon FBA product level and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy. And today we bring you another special guest, very close friend, Joanna, founder and CEO of Amazing Wave, which I will say is one of the top consultancies out there when it comes to really make you understand and maximize the power of AI on your business, like leveraging all the things that we've been seeing, you know, lately in social media, on the news, how AI is changing the game. And that's why I wanted to bring Joanna to because I know she's on top of her game when it comes to that. And I just want to make sure you guys are on top of, you know, what are the latest tools, what are some of the things that your competition might be doing, and make sure you can start implementing that as soon as possible. So, Joanna, pleasure to have you on the show. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for the intro. Great intro.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I'm always doing this on a daily basis, so it's second nature now.
I'm taking notes.
No, but on top of that, you know, I always say this even to you in person, I really value your skills and I see you speak and all the things you're bringing on a daily basis on LinkedIn and everything. So I know you're very knowledgeable when it comes to this. So this is the least I can do. And I guess for those that, you know, might not know, you just give us maybe a deeper intro by yourself. And then, of course, we can dive deeper into the topic. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So my name is Jo Lambojeva. I've been in digital marketing and e-commerce for about 14 years now. 11 of those has been just sort of e-commerce. You know, I've worn a lot of different hats in this time. Before I started my AI consultancy, I used to head up the Amazon team of an Amazon aggregator. Before that, I used to run a boutique vendor agency for Amazon vendors. And before that, I used to hold a leadership position, specifically helping D2C and retail brands on their performance marketing. So a lot of e-commerce, a lot of metrics, and a lot of processes and strategy. And so this kind of knowledge and experience and my passion for AI led me to start Amazing Wave about 2.5 years ago. And since then, my kind of focus has been on helping e-commerce brands and agencies integrate AI into their processes, train teams on how to use AI effectively. And in addition, I've been writing the AI for e-commerce newsletter, which now has more than 40,000 subscribers.
Wow. And
I've written more than, I checked the other day, I've written more than 275 issues to date.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Congrats.
Yeah. It's really like I'm generally like an Aries, so like I get bored really quickly. I'm very impatient, but this is the one thing I have stuck up religiously for the last 2 years. And it's actually something I'm really proud of. So if people want to learn about AI and e-commerce, subscribe.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to leave all information down below so people can find it. So, awesome. So let's get started with the topic, which is, you know, AI is something that, as I already mentioned, we've been seeing that how everybody's talking about it, how is everybody trying to figure out how to maximize what they can get out of AI. And I know that's why you guys specialize when it comes to supporting, you know, other entrepreneurs. So I guess the initial question I would like to start with is like, you know, what are some of the biggest, I guess, trends you're seeing right now? Because I know when it comes to AI, there's different pillars we can focus on. It can be from a content perspective, it can be from a market research perspective, it can be from an advertising perspective. Where are you seeing the biggest kind of disruption happening right now when it comes to,
So, of course, like, I genuinely feel like I write about AI and e-commerce 3 times a week, every week. And I still feel overwhelmed by the speed with which it changes and all of the new tools and all of the new capabilities that these tools have. The reality is that, you know, I think there is also a lot of noise, but there is definitely a really, like, a few things that are really, really disrupting the space. For me, like, one of the major releases from the last 2 months has been the ChatGPT's 4.0 image capability. I think that's I'm going to use one of the favorite AI words, game changer, but it has revolutionized, another keyword. But, you know, it's really, really profound how good these images are. Now, you know, should Amazon sellers use them as part of their marketing, as part of their listings? Yes and no. I think, you know, they're like, these are when you start playing around with the tool, when you start actually generating some of the outputs, you can see that sometimes these images are not perfect, but they can also get you to, like, much further than you were ever able to do before. And so I think, for me, like, number one disruption that sellers should definitely jump on is playing around with this tool and seeing what are the different use cases that they can plug that in. Because, you know, although maybe, like, your generation may not be perfect the first time, if you practice a little bit, if you feed the right inputs, you can get it maybe to 70% there, and then the rest is a Photoshop work from a dude from a Fiverr. So that's one. The second thing is just the sheer amount of functionality that is coming out from the tools that we have been using, like, you know, or I've been using very consistently over the last 2 years. So obviously ChatGPT, but also Claude. They're now much, like, they're able to do many more things. They are having much more sophisticated large language models backing them up. And so if we're talking about something like O3, like, you know, in terms of ChatGPT, that's really smart. And so if you are thinking about anything to do with reasoning, assigning more sophisticated tasks, you can either use that or the latest 4 version of the Claude models. The point here is that you can use them as a second brain to, like, resolve a problem, or to, like, you know, as a thinking buddy. And I think there is a power in that, because you need to stop looking at, like, AI just as a quick fix to do something, create a copy, etc. You should use AI to be a companion and a thinking partner, something that you can program and then decide on how to use and how to give you that feedback. So that's kind of sort of like a second area or second disruption. I would say these reasoning models, they're not a new thing, but they're getting better and better and much more available for users. And then the third thing I would say is everything around agentic browsers, which are now available to users at a very low cost. But the way that you can use them is in so many different ways, from analyzing data to gathering competitive intelligence to, you know, getting just, like, you know, databases with different information. And they are really, really fucking smart. So, yes, I would say these are the three main things, but there's just so much. It's like,
I know. In fact, something I want to use, given that, you know, as you mentioned, there's so many ways that you can put the puzzle together, is, like, that's where I see AI agents being key now, because we're starting to see some of these AI agents pretty much doing everything you've been discussing, like, effectively for you, like, bringing inputs from different kind of or AI agents and effectively create an army that is working 24/7. And the reason why I want to mention this is because a lot of Amazon sellers are not aware that, you know, some people started to implement that, and that can give you such an edge, because if you have essentially an AI agent that's doing things 24/7 when it comes to reporting, when it comes to a product analysis and things like that, it can give you a huge advantage. So when it comes to AI agents, I would like to go just a little bit deeper on that, because I know this is something I get asked a lot. Like, are you seeing with the clients you're working with or the research you've been doing that this is being heavily deployed already, or it's still very primitive, the adaptation you're seeing?
I think there is a real mix. I think, like, you know, I've spoken with some really sophisticated sellers that have been building like really sophisticated systems. So, and that gives them an unprecedented edge. I think, however, majority of the market is still very much in the, how can I say, curious, but, you know, like not really dipping their toes properly into the AI pool, which I think is a mistake. You know, at the moment, for example, I'm working with a few agencies and a few bigger sellers on building kind of like a sort of like an agent system where, like, you know, the entire question of optimizing, for example, listings is taken to, let's say, 80 to 90% over by AI. No brainer. So I think there is just a lot that can be done, can be optimized and automated, and also made better through smart data injections using AI. And I just generally feel that a lot of sellers are curious, are interested, but they either procrastinate a little bit, or they don't know where to start, or it, like, it feels really overwhelming and complex, and they're like, maybe some other time. But yeah, I would say it's one of those things that the longer you leave, the longer you procrastinate on, the more complex it's going to be, and the more also competitive advantage you leave for the other people in the market who are already on this.
Yeah. When it comes to AI agents, like, in terms of implementation, where do you see people using them the most lately? Because I know some of them are still, like, not as advanced, so you cannot give them, like, full autonomy. But what is a case study that you successfully see people already deploying AI agents where it's effectively doing all these tasks for you? Like, is there some specific sector you are seeing that now is being very efficient when it comes to that?
Yeah, sure. And I think that there's it's a really important to, like, make a distinction between AI systems, AI agents, like, you know, what is an AI agent? I think the word AI agent has been, in a way, prostituted by the general AI industry. I feel like, you know, truly agentic AI is, you know, not so readily available out there. I think what when talk people talk about AI agents, a lot of the times they talk about automations with AI, which are two different things. Automations with AI is using, like, AI system in combination with something like Zapier, Make, or N8N to, like, piece, parse together different, like, systems, like, you know, functions, and then create one flow. Truly agentic AI is, let's say, what I was talking about, agentic browsers, which, you know, you give them a task and then they go through their own decision-making process to decide what they need to do, you know, in order to execute it. So they are agents in their own, like, remit versus you telling them go through step 1, 10, 5, and then do this, this, and this, which is just an automation flow. And I think this is really important to, like, make this distinction because, again, although I bang on about AI a lot and I think AI is great, I also don't necessarily think that AI is perfect and can right now at this stage come up with perfect outputs. And so a lot of the times when I talk about, you know, systems or automating something, my personal philosophy is that there always has to be a person in a loop. So, like, there has to be someone who, like, safeguards and sense checks that every output coming from AI is actually the right thing. And if it's not, they amend it. And then they put it into the next part of the system rather than just having, like, one closed loop where you press a button and something comes out, like, at the other end, but you're not really sure whether that thing at the end is actually good because you haven't really seen how it has evolved through these different steps. So, like, to go back to your question, like, you know, you can create a lot of these smart AI automations for, like, microprocessing in terms of your company, like whether you're a seller or agency. It can be as simple as things like, you know, connecting, for example, let's say your Slack channel with your email, with like your inventory management, with your like supply, right? So these are nice little optimizations. Like, you know, you can do something around customer service. As I mentioned, you can do things around product listing optimization or creating content. But one thing I would say, and like one thing I always like to warn people, is be very, very smart about how autonomous you let this system work, and where do you put these safeguards and safe checks? Because although it's really nice to say I have this really sexy, fully automated process, it's kind of the principle of garbage in, garbage out. So like, if you don't know what is going in, how do you know if the thing that is out there is the right thing? So yeah, that's the only way I think about as well AI agents.
Cool. So I guess a question about this. You mentioned that you have to be careful in terms of letting the system run by itself, because everything you've been mentioning in terms of the checkpoints and how sometimes it cannot be the most accurate outcome as of now. But given the speed of how these tools are evolving and getting better, do you foresee a future where having a brand on Amazon is just click and forget?
I mean, when we get to that point, we're all kind of fucked, to be fair.
It's a paradox, because I was talking this with some people. It's like, if 5 years from now, it's as easy as you click a button and the agents do everything, but everybody does that, the paradox of everybody's going to be performing 100% efficiency. So who wins?
Yeah. So this is a question that is it's a big layer cake.
Yeah.
I think like one thing I would say, and I really kind of have started, you know, talking about much more, is I think it's really important for people to realize that AI is not going away. AI is also developing with ridiculous speed, and almost a speed that we should all collectively be worried about. I think like it's really important, like that's my personal opinion, that, you know, AI is not just a nice cool tool that like makes my life easier. It's it poses an existential threat as to like our knowledge, capabilities and work and jobs in the future, and not a very far away future. So I think it's that I really want to say that, because I think people really should reflect on it and, you know, also learn how to use AI as kind of like a short-term safeguarding of their capabilities, but also, you know, think where this is going. Yeah. The second thing is, will we be in a situation where you press a button and the whole thing runs on its own? Yes and no. I think a lot of the, let's say, optimization work, like, for example, your Amazon advertising, I really foresee a future where you won't really have the job of advertising. I'm sorry, Vincenzo, I have to tell you, like, my opinion is that sort of the agency model is doomed in its, like, in its shape, form that it's right now. Like, you know, and you can see that very clearly from like what's happening with Meta. So for example, Mark Zuckerberg 2 weeks ago was doing some interviews, and I think last week I also wrote about it, that Meta essentially intends that by 2026 they will ensure that the entire like process of running advertising on their platform is handled by AI. We're not talking just about, you know, how you optimize your campaigns. We're talking about you essentially give them a picture, like a product picture, a target and a budget, and then they create the assets, and then they actually optimize the campaigns, et cetera, et cetera. So now, would this have problems? Yeah, and there is a lot of challenges around it, but I think it's really important to bear in mind that all of these big guys want to remove as many of the middlemen, so that obviously like it's all AI, they hold more control and they hold bigger budgets, because obviously, you know. But I also think that is going to just evolve the need
I guess the question is, who wins in that case? Because if it's run by AI, who wins? You see what I mean? Like, if all the brands are doing AI and it's automated, which I agree, is coming, who actually wins?
Well, the people who win from a brand perspective are the people who like leverage competitive advantage from a strategy point of view, who go and actually find a human-centric approach to reach their customers. Because what's going to happen over the next 2 years is that we're going to be like absolutely overwhelmed by crap AI generated content in the shape of images and video. And so it's really the brands that remain human and like find different ways to like connect with their
customers. A hybrid between AI and real. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So I think these and like, you know, people who actually think strategically and they are not just going for the
clicking a button and forget. Yeah.
Yeah. But the bigger winners really are going to be the big tech companies. And that's sadly what's going to happen. I feel like there is going to be ever more of a monopolization of our industry and just generally the world, to be fair. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, more and more of like our world will be revolving around companies like OpenAI, Meta, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah. Which at the same time, and maybe I don't know, you have what are your thoughts about this? When AI starts to become so so essential in so many businesses that effectively you have to use a yes or yes, don't you think there's also going to be creation of a niche or a need for people to want to work with people? Because at the end of the day, business in the foundation of business is all about also networking, collaborating with other people. And I think that to some extent is not going to go away. I don't think everybody wants to do business only clicking a button and being alone in a room. Like, there's still going to be the need of, you know, a consulting or strategizing or partnerships. So I guess my thought is that's still going to be in, there to some extent. And that's where, you know, potentially roles like yours, like mine, is going to go more into, I guess, consulting slash partnership, right, than more execution. But keen to know your thoughts on that as well.
I completely agree with you. Like, I think humanity is going to be become kind of like the currency of the future. Mm-hmm. And I feel that there will be a general, like, you know, there will be like a massive, like the way I see it, there will be like a obsession with Bitcoin. There will be like a massive uproar against it, and then like humanity is going to come back as kind of like a VIP thing. You can see actually already Klarna is talking about the customer service, and the humans are going to be the VIP service, sadly.
Nice. So you pay for that, exactly, that human touch. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. But there's like a bigger profound question, which is like a much bigger than like, you know, the Amazon or the e-commerce or the marketing, which is like, you know, what is going to happen when AI is so smart and it's like held by these big companies? Like, you know, would like, you know, the foundation of capitalism on which everything that we are doing right now is built really care about humanity and all of that? I think it's really, again, like it's a profound question.
I know, it's an existential question. And also because the whole capitalist system is also reward on kind of like natural selection approach, in the sense whoever is the smartest and whoever worked the hardest essentially wins. But we enter into an era where everybody, as I asked you a couple of minutes ago, everybody is using AI or is depending on AI. And this AI is working already 100% efficiency. What actually makes you stand out and only a few that control those AI is gonna always win, you know. So yeah, it's an interesting question, I know.
Yeah,
I guess we have to wait to see. But I think at the same time, it's like with everything, with any big disruption in history, there's usually gonna be a lot of uncertainty. A lot of people, of course, gonna go to hard times. But we always eventually gonna figure out it. Just be mindful of what is happening, and embrace it, because I think people are actually going to lose is the people that just is close-minded and thinking, oh yeah, it's just a fade or it's not going to take over, and they keep doing what they're doing. I think that's the biggest risk of this. I think if you embrace it, you still might have some bumps in the road, but you're going to have much a higher success, a rate of success, if you embrace it and you just evolve and find a human I guess, niche within your niche to make it, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, cool. So I guess to come to a conclusion, is there anything else you would like to share? Any prediction, any maybe a tool you try later that say, oh, guys, check it out, just as a last nugget? Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like, you know, I share like tons of really good tools every week and SOPs every week in the newsletter. Few tools that I would really like recommend people to check is obviously like the usual guys. If you haven't like experimented with ChatGPT and Claude, these are great tools. If you want to try something sort of like more, I guess, agentic wise, you know, Manus and Genspark are great tools. But yeah, you know, really recommend check out some of my LinkedIn content, because I also show how to use these tools to get actual really useful output. That's about it.
Awesome, Joe. I'm going to make sure to put everything down in the description so people can find it. It's been awesome. A pleasure to have you. Looking forward to have you most likely in the future as AI keeps taking over our lives. Okay.
Thanks, Vincenzo.
Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye. Take care. See ya.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by eComC. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomc.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomc.